From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is scheduled to be in the small southwest Montana community of Belgrade today for another town hall meeting. The president is bringing his health care message to several western states over the next few days. Jackie Yamanaka of Yellowstone Public Radio has more.
Montana is the home of Democratic Senator Max Baucus. As chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, he's leading the Senate's efforts to overhaul the nation's health care system. At the town hall meeting in Belgrade, Mr. Obama is expected to advocate for prohibiting insurance companies from dropping or watering down insurance coverage for those who become seriously ill. After that meeting, the president and his family will visit nearby Yellowstone National Park. Admission is free for many of the national parks this weekend to encourage people to visit. Mr. Obama will then travel to Grand Junction, Colorado, the Grand Canyon, and finally Phoenix, Arizona, before returning to Washington, D.C. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Yamanaka in Billings, Montana.
Thousands of people have had to leave their homes in the Santa Cruz Mountains of California, about 10 miles north of the coastal city of Santa Cruz. They include everyone living in the community of Bonnie Doon, which has about 2,000 residents and several wineries. Bonnie Doon resident Christine Esminger says she grabbed her pets and some important belongings and left her house.
It's a little scary and exciting, and the cats are kind of nervous. They know something's going on. So just thanking the place that I've been living and hoping that it'll be okay.
About 1,000 homes are threatened. Spokespeople for firefighters say the rugged terrain and windy conditions are making it tough to control the fire. Taiwan's president now says 500 people may have died in the floods and mudslides resulting from a major typhoon. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
This figure is five times higher than an earlier estimate of 100 deaths. President Ma Ying-jeou says the typhoon has caused the most severe damage to the island in 50 years, with losses amounting to $3 billion. 7,000 people are homeless, almost 2,000 still stranded. In the worst-hit village, Xiaolin, 170 homes were buried under tons of mud. The government says it has given up hope of finding anyone alive there. Anger has been growing about the sluggish government response. Earlier this week, angry villagers shouted at President Ma as he toured the devastated areas. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it's putting two employees on administrative leave with pay in connection with a mid-air collision between a helicopter and a small plane over the Hudson River on Saturday that killed 9 people. But the FAA says that the employees' behavior does not have directly to do with the crash itself. This is NPR News. Hundreds of mourners streamed through a Cape Cod church to pay tribute to the late Eunice Kennedy Shriver, the sister of Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy and of the late President John Kennedy, who died on Tuesday. Shriver founded the Special Olympics. Before the public was admitted to the church, there was a private wake for the family. The Philadelphia Eagles are scheduled to hold a news conference this morning to announce their newest player, former quarterback Michael Vick. The Eagles signed Vick to a one-year contract with an option for a second year. Vick recently ended a prison sentence for running a dogfighting ring. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The Eagles said they weren't interested in Michael Vick after he was conditionally reinstated to the league last month by Commissioner Roger Goodell. But yesterday, after Vick's signing, Philadelphia head coach Andy Reid said, "I'm a believer that as long as people go through the right process, they deserve a second chance." Vick, who filed for bankruptcy while in prison last year, reportedly will get $1.6 million the first year of his contract, with an option for a second year worth $5.2 million. Goodell has said he'll make a decision by mid-October at the latest whether to fully reinstate Vick, which would allow Vick to play in regular season games. While Vick is back in the NFL, Cleveland wide receiver Dante Stallworth is out. Commissioner Goodell yesterday suspended Stallworth the entire upcoming season without pay. Stallworth pleaded guilty in June to killing a pedestrian while driving drunk. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Tiger Woods is doing all he can with his last chance to win a golf major this year. He took the lead by one shot in Chaska, Minnesota yesterday. He's hoping for a 15th major title and his first one since the U.S. Open last year. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.